were in England's favour right from day one, right from the moment they won the toss, and inserted India on a real green top wicket. Just faced a big advantage. You know, Aditya Lahane had a marvellous inning, of course, and same with his brushes. And I mean, he was heavily supported by other batsmen too. But all credit to India, they fought back gallantly, and had a lead of 300, which we thought anything above 260 would have been difficult for the England team to get on the fifth day, on the fourth afternoon, and the fifth day. And as we predicted, before tea time, India took the last wicket. Of course, it was a run out. I can't blame the wicket for that. But a very happy day for Indian cricket indeed.
Yes, so looking forward, obviously, great for MS Dhoni, not so good for Alistair Cook.
Yes, indeed. MS Dhoni, his wicketkeeping was a bit questionable, having stood back to Jadeja, which no one could find out why. And also, he had a second wicketkeeper, today, literally, someone standing right behind him. I've never seen this field of international cricket. It shows lack of confidence. But Dhoni's a good buddy of mine. India won the test match, so everything will be forgotten. And all the Indian supporters are very happy.
Yeah,
that's the result that was expected from yesterday afternoon.
No, absolutely. But England are in a bit of trouble then.
But very much so. They've got to regroup themselves. They're debating whether to change the captain, whether to change the side, whether to give Broad a rest for his injury. I don't know what. I can't talk about the England camp because, but they are in a, you know, they're in a bit of a mess. I'd rather be in the Indian camp than in the English camp at the moment.
No, absolutely. Well, it's been a really good couple of test matches so far in the series.
Okay. Great. All our listeners have enjoyed it.
And we'll be looking forward to the third test match.